I'm Brian.
And I'm Reggie.
And this
is R&B Talks.
That's right. R&B Talks.
R&B.
It's not Ribitalks.
Ribitalks?
Ribitalks.
Well, you know, it's already we get confused with the music genre.
I know. I remember when we first started doing this, I tried to find our podcast on Spotify, and every, like, retired R&B singers podcast came up. I was like, what is happening?
I know.
But so, how are you, Reggie?
Topical.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Topical.
Topical. All right, you're gonna have to mansplain it, bro.
I'm good, bruh.
All right, good, bruh.
Now, you know what? Look, here's just a quick update. Like, things are cool, getting cool. Mm-hmm. They weren't really cool earlier today. However, they're gotten cooler as the day gone on. Got my workout in, which is, I probably still look a little, I haven't had time to, like, that was just before you got here. So,
yeah. Dude, I read an interesting article the other day that said that, it was a study done at Harvard University. It said that almost 98.6% of studies that they've done, where they've taken people who suffer anxiety, depression, and put them on a regular exercise routine, the majority of their anxiety and depression symptoms are either far lessened or completely gone. Thought that was pretty interesting.
Dude, what I've been doing is, this week I've been doing a lot,
yeah,
because I started trying to get the girls to go, because it's been beautiful. Like, the weather
has been fantastic.
We got to say this, right? It's like, here, we don't get, like, really a spring and a fall.
Yeah.
Been, like, almost fall weather, yeah. Really. It's not cold. It's, like, you know, still 70, low 80s.
Mid to upper 70s.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's August.
Low to mid 50s at night. You know, it's nice.
Yeah. And so, so just getting my girls out, right, to walk, since they're homeschooled, you know, like,
yeah,
and they don't do anything. So it's like, come on. And so we've been taking these, like, 30-minute walks after lunch and after dinner, you know, and then I'm still doing my regular stuff or whatever.
Good for the digestion.
And it, dude, even my girls, right, who's not, they don't have any, you know, issues or whatever with digestion and whatever. And dude, I think it's helped their attitudes and their moods and everything else and doing that. And right.
For sure.
And so I mean, dude, it's just walking for 30 minutes, man. It doesn't even have to be 30 minutes. You know, the thing is that what I've found out, because, you know, the type 2 stuff I've had and going from all this and then do it, you know, a 10 to 15 minute walk after you get done eating.
Yeah.
If you've had, like, it does a remarkable job of, like, cutting that spike of glucose if you've had something.
It does.
And so, you know, just people need to be, this is where I'm at. Like, I know we're pushing all these drugs and stuff and doing all this and that, but, like, man, it there's a lot you can do that doesn't require popping a pill or injecting yourself with stuff.
Yeah. I got in trouble the other day. I got into a big long discussion about I personally am anti-pharmaceuticals for the most part. And there was a lady I was talking with, and she proudly proclaimed that she takes 9 different prescriptions, but doesn't understand why her stomach bothers her all the time, and she can't sleep well, and she has nerve issues. And I was like, and I even asked her, I was like, well, when did all this start? She goes, well, right around the time I started taking my second or third prescription. I was like, okay. So and she's like, no, the doctors would never do that to me ever. It's like, oh, okay.
The doctors don't know.
Are you paying attention? Well, yeah, they will. I mean, there are documentaries upon documentaries about how doctors conned people into taking opioids and all other kinds of drugs. I know,
but I'm saying, like, your family doctor sometimes isn't up to speed on all the pharmaceutical stuff.
But still, like if you're a doctor, isn't there, like, a Hippocratic Oath or something like that?
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, yeah. All right, look, we are supposed to keep this low key.
Let's keep it low key.
And chill.
Keep it low key and chill. We got some low stakes, not necessarily arguments or stances, but sort of debates today.
But there's no winners.
There's no winners. There's no losers.
Just chill ass, bruh.
But weigh in if you want to. We'd like to know your opinion on these things that we're going to discuss.
Look, and here's the thing. Here's why we're doing this. And this is both for me and Brian. Because, I mean, look. I'm still can't focus very much, and I'm still having trouble. I'm working, thankfully, yeah. Uh-huh. And still being employed, and still not screwing up my job like I was afraid of, and that actually caused a panic attack a couple of times. But I'm still not 100%. And so it's like I'm trying to do things with the show here for you all that would be entertaining without being like, you know, real, I don't know, triggering or anything else. So this is kind of a cool idea. So we're going to start with hot takes on
home and food stuff. Okay. All right. Let's start.
We got a whole big list. So if you see it, looking at the phone, that's what we're doing. We're going down a list that we
pineapple have. On pizza. Is it a public service?
You should be flogged for saying such a thing.
I really like Hawaiian pizza, dude.
I know you do.
I like it. Well, I like it if there's bacon on it. but it's the same as if somebody put bacon on spinach. I'm going to eat the spinach because it's got bacon on it, right? Yeah.
But I mean, I love pineapple. Don't get me wrong. I don't really care. I used to stand on this. I would stand on this hill.
You would have died on this hill.
I would have a while ago. We're talking, but this has been many years. I mean, you know, I don't care anymore, but I just find it funny that somebody thought pineapple would go on a pizza of all things. But my wife does. Molly loves the pineapple pepperoni pizzas.
Oh yeah,
that's what she loves, dude. So okay, all right, but not a public service, by the way. But
Well, you know, I don't think anything that we're going to discuss is a public service.
So. Okay, look now. This is a big one. Big one.
Okay,
cereal. Then you pour the milk over your cereal.
I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of go both ways because when I eat cereal, and it's very rare that I eat cereal.
Yeah, well.
But when I very rarely eat cereal, I usually pour a bowl and then put milk on top of it. And then I eat the cereal and then I pour cereal on top of the remaining milk and eat the cereal. And then
this is exactly what I do.
So I feel like it doesn't matter.
Well, cereal breakfast, like god awful for you cereals, like one thing I used to love more than anything. So like some Captain Crunch, bro.
Fruit Loops.
I could go through a box of Captain Crunch and just, you know, just.
Dude, Captain Crunch is a torture device. Cut your mouth up.
Well,
it's hard to chew, man.
Golden Grahams was one. Corn Pops.
Fruity Pebbles.
Well, yeah, Fruity Pebbles. Cocoa Pebbles too. Any of those. But
which, by the way, I have an awesome idea.
You ready? Cinnamon for Toast Crunch. Love that.
Just popped in my head.
Oh boy.
Make the boxes where you could pour the milk in the box and just eat the box of cereal.
There we go.
If I'm look, dude, I never sat down and ate a little bowl of Fruity Pebbles. No. I usually devoured 3/4 of the box.
I love the little when we used to go like the summer camps and they give you like the little bowl.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, the size of like a hummingbird feeder.
Who's
you know?
Gonna eat that and feel good?
Like what? You know, yeah. Like I need 12 of those, please. But yeah. I don't eat cereal. I can't. Look, I love cereal, man. I do. I love freaking cereal, and I cannot eat it anymore, unfortunately. I could, but I would have to, you know, I don't know.
We'd have to inject you with all the insulin. And
yeah, everything. I'm really trying not to do that, you know.
That's a good idea. Okay, next up. Top sheets, essential or not?
Okay, this is a tough one. My girls do not like a top sheet. I can't even understand it. Like, I don't. I'm like, why would you not want a sheet?
Is it a sensory thing?
Maybe.
Because if you give me a blanket and a pillow, I don't really need anything else.
Well, I hear you. I've always had a top sheet.
Although I always thought it was swanky if you stayed at somebody's house and you slept on the couch, that they gave you a pillow, a top sheet and a blanket. I'm like, wow, you're kind of.
I know they put kinda, it's all out.
They're putting on the Ritz, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so you're a pro top sheet.
I just don't care. I guess.
I don't either because it doesn't like I just as long as I'm covered up and I'm not freezing, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And plus, you and I are bigger dudes, so a lot of blankets gets a little bit wears on the nervous system after a while if it's if you're laying underneath them. Dude, I tried a weighted blanket once. I was like being smothered by a tiny person. Like, no, no.
I like the feeling of the weight from the weighted blankets, bro. I do. But I,
there's no air circulation at all.
I can't.
So yeah. You're under there like getting all swampy. Like,
yeah.
I'm no with swampy. You. All right. You. You're next.
Okay. This one, I am not a fan of putting crunchy peanut butter on sandwiches.
I am not either.
I tear the bread up every single flipping time.
Well, it's because you're putting the equivalent of a fish tank rock on your bread, right? Like
that's a delightful
like it doesn't it has no give at all. It just rips the bread open.
Fish tank rock on your
fish tank peanut rock butter on sandwich. Your peanut butter sandwich. That's right.
But I get it. I guess. I mean. I've never been a crunchy peanut butter fan. Like, I never minded it, but like, I don't even eat it because what am I going to eat it for? I'm not going to spoon it out.
My grandmother used to make peanut butter cookies with crunchy Jif.
Yeah, I can see that.
And that was the only time I really liked crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Because you got the chocolate chip and you got the peanut butter flavor and you got some peanuts in there, which made it like a little extra bonus. So I was fine with that. But if you're asking me if I would ever just go buy a jar of crunchy peanut butter, probably not. Here, okay. We'll take this a little further. Jif or Peter Pan?
Yeah, no, either.
Neither. Peter Pan's not. I like Jif. I'm a Jif guy.
Okay, when I switch from the cheap stuff to the natural stuff.
Yes.
I've never gone back.
I'll be honest with you. There's something that freaks me out about natural peanut butter. It's when I open the can and there's an inch of oil sitting on top of my peanut butter. That freaks me out, man.
I can't eat. Okay. The one that we do get Jif because we get the Jif that doesn't do that.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid that when we're eating that is like there's something magic or like some chemical that's causing it not to separate.
That's right.
You know, because it's like, you know, every time you make your own peanut butter, it's very oily.
Okay. So here begs another question.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, if you buy a peanut butter that doesn't separate into oil, like natural peanut butter, why don't you just buy regular Jif?
Because it doesn't have the other garbage in it. There is less ingredients in the natural stuff.
And it's I'll buy sourdough bread that's got four ingredients. It's so nice.
I hear you. All right, look. Yeah.
Okay.
Ketchup. Are you a ketchup in the fridge person or a ketchup in the pantry person?
Ketchup in the fridge. But that comes from being a kid. My grandmother was always nervous about leaving anything that had been opened. Out.
Well, we do too. I mean, but there's a lot of things I think you could. But yeah, I don't see.
It doesn't say it on the bottle though, right?
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Well, now that you say that, I don't know.
Yeah,
it may not.
I don't recall that being on the label. Now we do the natural Heinz ketchup, the one that's got doesn't have all the sugars and stuff in it. I think it might be more of a better to do it, just like a best practices kind of thing, right? Like not really a have to kind of thing, but maybe a best practices thing.
You think so? Yeah. I don't know, man. I
don't put your finger on the log before you try to chop it in half.
We use this one. We bought this one. It's I don't know what brand it is, but it's no sugar added ketchup. It's not Heinz or whatever. It's like an actual specific brand. It's not generic, whatever. And I don't know. We keep it refrigerated, but. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a good one. Ready?
I have strong feelings about this one.
Butter on the counter or butter in the fridge? And is spreadability a factor in that decision?
Okay. Listen, it's on the counter, bro. You don't do it any other way.
Yeah. You don't keep it in the fridge, man.
No.
Not but real butter okay.
Anyway. Yeah. Here's the difference. If you got some like country crock or something, you better keep it in the fridge.
Yeah, because it's going to turn to a bucket of oil.
Blech. But, you know, real butter, you know, put that, you know, no, because if you put that stuff in the fridge, you get it out. You have to like take a chisel in order to get some off. There's no way you're spreading it on anything.
And you keep it in the nice little butter tray with the lid on it, like the metal, like the glass butter tray.
We have a ceramic one.
Yeah. You know, it's no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Look, the heel on the bread.
My favorite part of the bread.
It is delightful toast.
It is.
I can see where some people might not like it, but I think it's elite.
I think
meta.
A million-dollar idea is a loaf of bread that's just heels. And we would call it just heels.
Just heels.
I think it would be fantastic. Don't lie, Reggie. If you went to the store and you saw a good loaf of bread and it was all heels, you would buy it.
No. Because I think I like the sandwiches better when it's not the heel.
I like it. I love a good heel sandwich because the heels kind of curve in the middle so you can get more meat in there, man.
All right.
I like a higher meat to bread ratio. Oh,
well, I'm there, but like, I just don't. Yeah. All right. Look, I think I don't care. Let's do the breakfast.
Okay.
Now, I don't think I love breakfast stuff. Yeah. Okay. But saying breakfast is better at night. What would you,
I don't think that breakfast is bad at any time. Like, you know, if you rolled me into a IHOP at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I might get a scramble with a stack, right? Like I'm not scared, right? But do I think it's better in the evening? You know, Brenner? Nah, I'm going to say no.
I don't know, bro. I've had some killer.
But here's the thing though. And here's why I say this. Okay. You get up, you're just starting your day. Most days you don't really start with a big breakfast, right?
I do.
Well, but I mean like a hearty, like.
Well, yeah. I mean like we're not going to like the buffet or something. Yeah. You know?
No. But like when I get up and there's like scrambled eggs and sausage and there's like a nice bowl of grits with a little bit of honey and butter and you know.
I can't eat all that. So,
dude, I will thrash that. Like, and feel so. And then I go straight to the gym and have the best workout on the planet because I'm peaked. My sugar, my glycogens are high. Everything's ramped up and I'm in there just killing it. You know, here's okay. All right. So, you've been working out now for a while. Let's throw this one out there. Evening, afternoon, or morning workout, which one do you like better?
Afternoon, for sure.
I'm an afternoon guy. Yeah,
I would much rather have like eat my lunch or whatever, have that kind of die down a little bit, do something else, and then I'm going out and I'm doing my workout. So I'd much rather like work while I'm eating my lunch.
Yeah.
Right, and then take my lunch hour way like in the middle, right in the middle of the afternoon, 2 or 3 yeah. o'clock. Man. I'd rather do my workout than I just, yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't,
okay.
I used to do like way in the, back in the day when I was younger, I would do it in the morning sometimes if I had to, but I hated it. So yeah, I'm an afternoon workout guy.
Okay. Here's an important one. I think this is a very important one.
Let's go.
Is ranch a dip or a dressing?
Okay. I'm not a ranch guy at all.
I'm okay with it sometimes.
I don't really like ranch. I mean, like the only time I don't like it as a dressing, period.
I like homemade ranch. Like when you make it, like Hidden Valley Ranch seasonings, you make your own ranch.
Yeah, I'm not a ranch person. Like I don't like ranch on my salads or anything. No. I'll eat ranch if I have like maybe some celery with it or like some veggies or something. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's not my favorite. No, I mean a veggie tray, I guess. I'm down. Yeah, with that.
I mean, you got to have a little ranch in a veggie tray.
Yeah, but right. That's it. I don't want it on my salad, though, you know?
So what's your favorite salad dressing?
The bacon Catalina.
Bacon Catalina. Agreed. Very much I like love bacon that. Catalina.
Of course, it's got tons of sugar in it that I can't really. Look, all okay, right. So pizza. Here's the thing about pizza.
Okay.
Cold pizza versus like reheated pizza. Now we're talking not fresh pizza now, just cold pizza versus reheated pizza.
I would rather eat it cold, and here's why.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how good you are at reheating pizza. It never tastes as good the second time you heat it.
No. So here's what I want. Here's what I do, and I'm weird. I'll take the cold pizza out of the fridge, and I'll just heat it up just a tad. Just a tad, where it's just like maybe lukewarm, if that, right? Yeah. For some reason, that's just how I like it.
Yeah. I don't mind it cold as all. As,
I don't want it reheated boiling hot. I don't want to. No, 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 no.
Well, the problem is the bread turns to soggy floppy.
Yeah, I know. Like I want it warm enough to where it's like probably room temperature. That's it.
So. Here's another one.
Yeah.
Olive oil. Sauce on a pizza or for cooking?
That's for cooking, man. I mean, not you don't know.
I had some olive oil based pizzas before and they were pretty good. But I would say no. I prefer a nice red sauce on my pizza.
I would say though that there's a new place down there in Georgetown. I think they use some other different stuff and it was actually pretty good, but nah. What about waffles? Here's my take. Waffles are greater than pancakes, period. I'm there.
Nah, dude, I'd rather have pancakes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but I like the pockets.
I like a nice, hearty, dense pancake.
Although the Davy Crockett Breakfast Camp in Gatlinburg has these pancakes that are just ridiculous. They're like freaking, you know, they're like that thick and they're like this big around. So they should have called it. It is literally a pancake.
It's a pancake frisbee.
Oh yeah. It's so good. It was so good.
There was a place down there. I don't think it's open anymore in Gatlinburg called the Pancake Shack or something. I
think it still is, man. Well, there was still a place like that called.
It has like a big wooden grizzly bear in front of it.
Yeah.
Dude, some of the best flapjacks I've ever had. Fluffy, delicious.
I know.
Not too. Worst thing in the world is when you get a pancake that's not cooked all the way through. Ugh. Anyway. Okay, next. Do pickles belong on chicken sandwiches or on burgers? I'm saying both. But I'm controversial like that.
You know, if you get a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, got some pickles on it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the problem, I think, is that it only has like one little pickle in the middle and that's it.
Did I ever tell you my story about when I was in the mall at the Chick-fil-A and I was having a really hard day and I walked all the way from where I was working to the Chick-fil-A and I stood in line for 25 friggin' minutes to get a chicken sandwich and I ordered extra pickles. And the girl walks up and she hands me my sandwich and she goes, "Here's your Chick-fil-A sandwich with extra pickles." So I slid the pickle out and I opened it and there were three pickles on it. So I laid the sandwich down and I said, "Ma'am, I don't think you understand. I said, when I say extra pickles, I want you to go hold as many pickles as you can hold in your hand.
And just put them, slap them on there.
Put them on there. And then I want you to grab a few extra just in case and put those on there too. And then smash that bun down and hand it to me." And that poor girl put like 40 pickles on my sandwich and smiled the whole time. And I was like, "Thank you very much." And then I ate my pickly chicken sandwich in total happiness.
Well, that's a little extreme, but
it was a hard day. I was having a hard day. So, you know, sometimes you have a hard day. You just got to have things the way you want them.
All right. Look, sweet tea. Let's talk sweet tea.
Don't drink it.
Well, there. Okay. But I grew up with sweet tea.
Yeah.
And you didn't take unsweet tea and you put packets in it. That's a crime.
So how did you make sweet tea?
When the tea is brewed and it's like warm still, you put the sugar in at that moment so it gets fully dissolved and into the tea. That's
fair
how
enough.
That's where you do it.
Fair enough.
Any other way is just no.
Criminal.
It's criminal. It is criminal.
Criminal.
All right. Look, we got to move on to the tech and life.
Okay. All right. Let's move on stuff. To tech and life.
Now, look, here's the thing. Some of these that I put together really aren't, you know, whatever. Let's go to dark mode all day, light mode only for outdoors. What do you think?
I just keep my phone normally in dark mode all day. I don't really.
Yeah, I don't really care, but it's dark mode, whatever.
You know, I just like the contrast. Can read better that way.
The next one's for you, though.
1 45-second voice memo or 20 texts? I'd rather do the 45-second.
I know you would, and it would frustrate the shit out of me all the time.
Like 20 texts, like me texting. My thumbs are fat and I have trouble on the keyboard. I bought the biggest iPhone available in order to be able to text on, and I still have trouble texting on
it. It's just funny. Yeah, I get this voice memo from you all the time and be like, I'm the text guy.
I just know you miss my voice.
Yeah,
it's okay. Okay. Email subject lines should include the action.
Meh.
Meh.
subject lines anymore. Like, okay, let's just email in general is just a crapshoot whether or not you're going to get junk or not anyway. So yeah. Like, you know, just, I don't know. Send me an email. Mm-hmm. There you go. Just
send me an email.
Yeah. There you go. Do the best you can.
Which goes to the next one. Texts after 9 PM are tomorrow's problem.
Well, there's a lot of truth in that for there sure. Is. I mean, usually there are cases though where it doesn't play out, but I think if I was just a normal, eight to five kind of working guy and all that stuff. Yeah. After 9 o'clock. No, I ain't mess with it.
There's only certain people that I don't normally, like when I get home tonight, I'll put my phone face down and I won't look at it again. So I don't normally accept texts once I get to the house, cause I want to focus on my family. But I have like your text messages. I have a particular tone to them or my dad that those come through. I know that I might need to look at that text, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have my favorites and stuff, so I know who they come through.
Okay. All right, next.
Look, do not disturb on your phone is critical to learn how to use during meals.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Well, just put it on silent. I just put mine on silent.
I don't know. I don't care what it is, but like me and my wife and my kids, we all go out to dinner or something. We're like the only people in the restaurant that are not staring at the phones.
Yeah. Same with our family.
We're the only people. What in the world?
I went to a restaurant the other day with somebody that I work with, and we sat down to eat, and I looked around me. This is a nice place. And everyone was staring at their phone screen.
Burp.
And you could see waiters that were having to like, hey, can I get, you know, it was his day. Yeah. So put it on do not disturb. Put it on do not disturb.
Reply all. Yeah. You should require, you should have a special license in order to use a reply all. Because apparently this is from corporate America too now. Keep in mind, like, holy cow, does everybody want to reply all to every freaking thing, you know? Good grief.
Desktop wallpaper should be calm, not a concert poster. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to have like stuff on there that's like, you know, gross, you know.
I'm not staring at it. I'm not going to stare at some busy stuff. I don't do that. So, whatever. I think I like this one a lot. If it takes under 2 minutes, do it now, but set it a timer. I don't set the timer, but like if it's going to take me like really quick to do it, I'm just going to freaking do it.
Yeah. That's the same with me. For me, even under 5 minutes, if it's under 5 minutes, I'll get it done. But I'm also, I have this curse that I'm a planner. I need a plan. Like if I lay something out, I got to follow the plan. Cause if I don't follow the plan, I'll get distracted and I'll be like a squirrel chasing a shiny thing. Right. So I got to have like something laid out. My wife gets really frustrated cause I'll lay out a plan. She's like, why are you planning this so hard? I was like, cause I actually wanted to get it done. That's why when I mow, I'm like, all right, I'm going to mow it this time. And then I'm going to mow on this day. And she's like, does it matter? And I'm like, yes, because it has to be a plan. So, yes, I understand that.
The browser tabs over 20 must be confessed and closed.
True.
Can I tell you something? I usually have, I think right now I have 54 browser tabs. I don't know. It's like stuff I've had in there the for some reason. I mean, it's all kinds of things.
Does it affect the function of your?
Yeah, but it is chaotic and it's kind of silly. So there's that. So I'm confessing that I have more than 20.
AirDrop is black magic, and we should respect it.
AirDrop. Look, I don't have my phone open to be AirDropped anything because that freaks me out about security risks and stuff. Yeah. So I don't do that. But it is black magic, and it is it's pretty. I mean, I get
it. So's the one where you turn your phone mode on and you tap them to each other and transfer information. That's creepy witch house crap too. That's right. So
So password managers. You have reached adulthood when you're using a password manager.
I use password manager.
Oh, bro. I've been switching everything from a couple passwords I've been using for a long time to stuff I keep in the password manager that is fully random and everything else. Cause man, it's like, it seemed like every other day there for a while that accounts were getting hacked into and all this stuff. And it still does, but like, it's just crazy how that crap's going on. And it's silly. It doesn't make any, it's just stupid. And what a waste of time. Let's move on to the comfort and clothes takes. Huh?
Okay. It's never a bad time for a hoodie.
I know, dude. I wasn't a big fan of this until like the last like 2 months. But even when it was like, but you know, look, if you wake up and you got something going on and you want to feel cozy, what do? You grab your freaking hoodie.
That's right.
I mean, what?
That first cold morning last week, bro, hoodie. Shrink. I remember just like draping the hoodie on. I'm like, oh, it's like a coat of armor.
Okay.
It's like,
but check this out, bro. I got this thing now. It's like this really long, almost like poncho looking, made out of like microfiber towel material.
Yeah, I got the same thing. It's fantastic.
It is the best freaking thing ever.
Yeah.
It's almost like a robe, except not with all the class that you just get.
It's like I've got a hoodie that's like thermal underwear material. So great. So warm. So awesome.
You know, my favorite hoodie I have is from, I got it for $20 off, and it's an Amazon brand hoodie.
Really?
It's not thick.
I'm going to be honest.
It's not thin, it's not really thick. That's what I don't like. That's what I like about it. Mm-hmm. And it fits.
I'm going to be honest. Everything I've bought Amazon Basics doesn't fit right.
Oh, no, I don't know. Yeah. But now look, if you wear socks in bed, I mean, that's only for certain seasons, but
yeah, I don't ever wear socks in bed ever.
I don't either, but I'm the guy who I have a chill pad underneath me and all kinds of stuff in order to keep myself cold and not sweating in bed. But my wife is always freezing and everything else, so I can't really, I can't put seasonal timelines around her sock wearing, dude. That'd just be cruel.
Yeah. Joggers beat jeans for travel. Joggers beat jeans all the time.
Okay. I'm not a joggers fan. I hear
comfort.
You. I know.
Stretchy comfort.
I am not. And probably because I just can't find any that fit me right. But I do have so for travel, I wear overalls. I'm an overall guy, period. You most are. Of the time anyway. But
don't you have swoveralls?
I do, but I'm not going to I don't wear those in public, bro.
Why?
Because that's pushing it a little far, man. That's going a little far.
Dude, I want some swoveralls to wear to the gym.
Well, I do use them to work out, actually. But
dude, swoveralls in the gym.
It'd be cool.
Okay, now you're going to make me buy swoveralls.
I know.
Okay. A good hat fixes a bad hair day and a bad outfit. 100%. 100%.
I never had a bad hair day.
I don't either, but 100%. It covers it up, right? Like, well, how could it not fix it? Like, I feel like the answer is in the question.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't have that. I don't have this issue, so there's not that. Okay, look, Crocs in public.
Never owned a pair. Will never own a pair.
I have owned lots of Crocs.
Yeah.
I used to wear them a lot.
Yeah.
I don't really wear them that much anymore.
My feet sweat like an insane person in Crocs.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to wear Crocs.
But that's partially why that was partially why I stopped really wearing them too much. But I do have a couple of Crocs that they're just sitting at the doors. So if I need to like run out real quick, I can throw them on real quick and just
fair enough.
So that's really where they're at. But I don't wear them in public at all, for sure.
We already covered that one. White tees should be replaced aggressively. No vintage yellow. I would agree.
Oh, bro.
If you got like giant yellow pit stains that are permanent in your white t-shirt, you should buy some white t-shirts.
I just don't buy it. Like I'm the guy who will keep a t-shirt until it just falls apart.
Well, that's different. Like I have some concert tees that are.
No, I'm talking about white t-shirts. Like they'll be like almost yellow. But no, and it's not like the pits. I'm talking about the whole thing.
I have a standardization test that all white t-shirts must pass. If there is any discoloration that will not come off that white t-shirt, it gets resigned to cleaning rags for my wife.
Well, I'm with you, bro. I just don't do that. I wish I did.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like dressing up. But when I leave the house, I like to be crisp in the fact that I have a nice good pair of sweatpants, good pair of tennis shoes. And a good t-shirt, you know, But when I'm, I don't want to be funky and crusty. Like for me, I just have but I was raised in a house with a mother who was a hoarder. So funky and crusty was every day. So, you know, okay. Next up, house shoes or slippers should be mandatory post 7 PM.
Okay, bro. I wear, house shoes, slippers like all day.
Every day. I like them during the winter when it's really cold.
I wear them all
when
day.
When it's summertime, I go barefoot. But when it's really cold, I wear house shoes.
But see, like working from home though.
Dude, I feel like the lone left out dude. And here's why. I know almost everybody I know either has worked from home or is working from home.
I've been working from home though for like 20 years, man. I mean,
how did I miss that bus?
I don't know, but you're not in IT either, and you don't do professional services stuff. But dude, I've been working from home for 20 years. Like, you know, so for me, that's just how I roll. You know, Look, signature scent is classy. Overspray is a misdemeanor.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I actually read an article the other day about the appropriate way to put on cologne. And now you tell me if this is too much.
Okay.
This was by some men's health article. Said that you should spray your wrist, rub your wrists together. Then it's one spray to the back of the neck and one spray under the front of the shirt. And that's how you apply cologne. And I've been trying it and it actually works pretty well.
I don't wear cologne anymore.
I wear a very simple scent and I usually only wear it when I'm going out. Like, you know, I'm not going to spritz myself up for you, Reggie. I like you and all, but I don't want to cologne up for you.
Yeah, that's good.
I read an article that said spray it on the wrist, rub the wrists together, one spray on the back of the neck, one spray up the front of the shirt, let it go.
I don't know. I guess so. I guess it just, but dude, sometimes
Dude, the Axe body spray's got to go. Come on, bro.
Well, it's not that. Look, you can use a little bit of Axe body. It is fine. But like when somebody, you turn the aisle and you're like, there's no one in the aisle. What am I smelling? And it's some dude down at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa.
Look, dude, we know you want to smell good. Maybe you got like an odor problem and you just don't want to tell anybody, but you need to do something about that garbage.
Look. All right. Only if you're the drummer are you allowed to wear sunglasses inside. Or the bass player. I'd say those two. There you go.
I don't know. If Jimmy Page was wearing sunglasses and playing guitar, I would not give him any grief. But for the most part, I agree. Okay. Pocket tees and plain tees. Storage is king. Listen here, bud. I don't want no pockets on my t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm not a pocket person. No. Yeah. No, pass.
All right, let's move to social etiquette.
Hold on, one last one here, though, okay, because this always amazes me how, especially musicians who get on stage and perform in this, beanies are only acceptable when it's like 55 and below, period.
Does that include like full-on tobogs?
Yeah.
Because I see some grungy, weird, sweaty-looking dudes walking around at like 90-degree weather with a toboggan.
I don't understand it. Like,
are you stupid?
What in the world? Anyway, can move on to the social etiquette, though.
Okay. All right, so this is when my wife and I have disputes over. 5 minutes early is on time.
I know, and this is usually where I'm at. I'm usually there.
Yeah.
I'm usually there. Now, there are some things where I think that somebody says a time and they don't expect you to be there at that time, but they put the time there, which is that amazes me.
Well, I was raised in a house where if you're 15 minutes early, you're on time. And if you're on time, you're late. So I'm always a little bit early.
But yeah, here's one that I think is something that everyone should do and learn to do and apply liberally. Group chats muted. My goodness, dude. You get roped into some of these group chats. This is like ping, 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 right, ping, so listen, ping, dude. Ping, 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 ping.
Listen, bruh. And I'm probably gonna upset some men we know equally. stop putting me in your group chats.
I don't care if I'm in the group chat.
I won't be in a group chat.
You can mute it. Here's
why. Here's why. Okay. I bought an iPhone specifically so I could take myself out of group chats. That was the biggest selling point. And I still can't take myself all the way out.
I just mute it. I'm good.
Look, dude. If you got something to say to me or you want to ask me something, do me the courtesy of texting me directly. But when you put me in a group chat and I go to bed and I wake up the next morning and there's 48 new texts, all you've done is aggravate the guts out of me and make me not want to talk to you.
I hear you. And I'm with you as far as that goes. I just don't.
I shouldn't have to mute it. Just courtesy alone should tell you not to do that.
If it's something you're involved in, that's the thing. I think people just don't remember who they got in the group chat.
Yeah.
And it gets off in these tangents and stuff. Okay. This is a good one. If you borrow it, return it better. So it better be, I don't know. That's just way I would do it. If
I've always borrowed something, I've always cleaned it up and given it back.
Yeah.
Dude, don't dirty on somebody's stuff. And then
it's got more gas in it than I had it in or whatever. Yeah. It's got, you know, it's whatever.
I borrowed a friend's truck one time. He didn't ask for any money. So I filled his gas tank up, took it back to him. I was like, dude, I used your gas. At least I can do is be that kind of guy. Right. I've even gone this far. I went to the gun range and was out of bullets. So a guy loaned me a clip to fire some down range. So I bought him a box of bullets.
There you go.
Courtesy, bro.
There you go.
Okay, yes. All right. Voice notes need content.
Context.
Context, I'm sorry. Context. Voice notes need context. So do texts, by the way. If somebody texts you something completely random and then gets mad because you don't respond, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, yeah, sometimes.
Or a voicemail context that's like
pretty much it.
A voicemail that's like, hey bro, I was talking about the thing and it was, you know, it's happening. So just let's do it. What thing? Where's it happening? And what are we doing? Don't just be leaving me random messages. I'm not Houdini.
I sometimes get a kick out of being random, so there's that. But
well, it's but that's funny. But there's also a little bit of a piquant of sarcasm that comes along with being funny about it, right?
That's like, true.
Like a lot of times, they really are leaving you a random message, and you're just like, "What are we talking about?"
Yeah, wait, yeah.
Like my favorite, I got a email from somebody the other day. No subject, nothing in the subject line. And all the email said was, I'll catch you when you get there. Okay.
Gotcha.
I'm sure I'm going to get a phone call. Why didn't you come? Because I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway.
Okay, look, standing ovations are rare. Rare. It's not the usual routine thing. It's rare.
Okay. There is an exception. I call it the parental exception. And let me very briefly paint this picture for you, Reggie. Your daughters become dancers. And then their early stages, they're not very good dancers because they're still learning, right?
Oh, that's for sure.
And you go to their recital and they perform. And as a support, the crowd stands up and cheers to give them motivation to continue to dance. Are you going to sit there? You're going to stand up and clap for your daughters.
I should be the only one standing up to clap for my daughters.
No. I think that's like a village thing.
That's a
right?
kid. That's a kid thing though. I'm not talking about kid things. I'm not even that.
I got a son who's literally like a few months away from being a man and having to start thinking about life. Every time they march on the field, I stand up and clap. Because it's the last time I'm going to get that privilege.
But again, we're talking about kid things.
So are you talking about like going to the ballet?
Yeah
of course not.
I'm talking about
you like, better do something. Okay, so I'll give you an example. I was in Vegas, and I was at Cirque du Soleil.
Okay.
In Vegas, and the crowd only stood up one time and cheered the whole time we were in there, and it's when this guy literally monkey climbed up like a 40-foot pole. and did backflips, landing and catching the pole all the way down. And then when he got to the bottom, about 8 feet off the floor, he did a triple backflip and landed on his feet. Everybody stood up and cheered.
But yeah,
it was the only time.
But again, that's like, you know, hey, this dude just did something that was like
super amazing.
Oh yeah.
Right.
That deserves a standing ovation.
No, there's not everything deserves a standing ovation.
I know, but you see that a lot these days.
You do. Like, I remember back in the day that something really impressive had to happen. Like when Michael Jackson moonwalked on the Grammys for the first time.
Yeah.
There was a standing ovation. Well, Nobody had ever seen that before.
I mean, Michael Jackson, bro.
But, you know, now if like Uncle Bobby goes out there and moonwalks, I ain't going to stand up and clap for Uncle Bobby.
Speaker phone in public should be a ticketable offense.
It should. I'm so sick and tired of listening to people's conversations while I'm in the grocery. I don't want to hear what your Uncle Gervin did to his neighbor that you and your mom think is a violation of the Human Rights Act.
I don't care if you answer the phone real quick and it's on speakerphone and you're like, hey, blah, 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 and you're done. Okay. I'm kind of all right with that. Don't care. But like these people who walk through the entire grocery store with somebody on the phone.
Yeah. Well, for me, here's one for me. That's why they have AirPods.
Well, no, I don't have them, but okay.
When I go into grocery and if I know that my wife or my kids might call, I put one AirPod in and keep my phone in my pocket. If I hear my phone ring through my AirPod, I hit answer and then I talk into the AirPod. Nobody can hear what my kids are saying or my wife is saying. It's a normal phone conversation at that point.
Yep.
Right? Although sometimes if they don't know you have an AirPod in your ear and you're facing the opposite direction, they might think you're insane.
I know. And it's similar to this one that I thought of too.
Okay.
Don't FaceTime me without like a heads up text or something beforehand. So I know if you're going to be FaceTiming me. Because I'm going to decline it. Like if I'm just sitting, like who knows what, I'm not saying I'm doing anything inappropriate. I'm just saying like, I don't.
It's more of a don't violate my private time.
My video. You know, like I don't necessarily.
Normally if I'm going to FaceTime somebody, I'll text them earlier in the day and be like, hey, can I FaceTime you around 6 o'clock? Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just a heads up, bro. But just a surprise FaceTime thing.
Like my kids do that all the time. They'll FaceTime. I'm like, I'm not FaceTime. And I hit answer the call. I don't hit FaceTime. I'm like, what's up? They're like, I FaceTimed you. I'm like, I know. I don't care. What do you need? Okay. Thank you texts beat no thank yous, handwritten notes.
It is. Now, look, handwritten note is S tier for sure, but at least a thank you is better than nothing. And I'm guilty of this too. Like, I don't take time to write handwritten. I don't. But, like, I know that if someone does that, like, I'm like, dang, he took time. I mean, you know, it's just like a little extra effort just to think thank you. I think it's really cool. And I would say the other one that kind of goes almost along with that is the compliment strangers more. There's zero downside. Like, there's really not. You might get some.
Just don't be creepy about it.
Yeah. The casual, you know, whatever. It's an art form too.
I try every day at work to compliment.
We talked about this a little bit.
A coworker. Before. Like today there was a guy who had some cool like Chucks on. And I was like, dude, your Chucks are awesome. Like, great choice. Like, there's a lady at my thing. She always wears these, like, brightly colored blouses and things. And I'm always like, man, I like your blouse. It looks really nice. It's really summery. You know, like, you know, yeah, I agree with that a lot. I will admit this. I've never walked up to somebody in a grocery store and been like, what's up? I like your teeth. I'm not okay. That's not Hannibal Lecter at all.
So we're gonna move on to this. Here a couple quick ones, I think.
Okay, lightning round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paperback or ebooks?
Paperback.
I'm an ebook person. Ice and water is mandatory.
Yes.
Rain on a metal roof is instant peace. No.
No, it is not.
It can be. It can be very cool, but bro, if you're in the middle of something and you're like trying to concentrate sometimes or like you're trying to talk and you're under like your Uncle Herschel's barn that like has metal from like 1982 and like there's nothing there and it's like the drops are like the size of Volkswagens and stuff and then all of a sudden you can't talk anymore. It's annoying.
Okay. Left lane, passing lane always.
Oh, yes.
Fold your pizza slice. Gravity is real.
Okay, look. I never folded my pizza slice until I got up to the Northeast and lived there for a while. And once I did, it changed my life, bro. Folding your pizza slice is legit.
I kind of feel like it makes a pizza sandwich. And everything's better as a sandwich.
Look, I'm just telling you, man. It's folding your pizza slice is legit.
Napkin stash in the glove box is elite.
True.
True.
That.
Toothpaste cap must be closed.
Yes.
Flip-flops are not shoes. Pass the mailbox.
I know. And look, I try not to wear flip-flops as much.
I don't rag on nobody's footwear as long as your feet don't stink.
Look, I know. Well, there's that. But I mean, like, I actually never had a pair of flip-flops that fit me until I did recently, in the last year. And then now I find myself during the summer going, maybe I'll just wear my flip-flops. And I do. So, yeah.
Standing desk, sitting after lunch.
This is one I put because I have a standing desk that I don't use because I have too many cables and crap set up and I can't. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could do that.
Okay.
So that's why I put that there. Silent keyboards are underrated, which is kind of false. I am the opposite. I have a very loud.
I don't like the clickety clack of keyboards.
I know. I do. I want my keyboard to be loud.
And I also type like this.
Okay. I'm like pretty quick, but
I'm not quick.
Okay. Look, I debated this one, and I'll tell you why. Because as much as I want to use sticky notes, I fail at it. Sticky notes are still undefeated for quick tasks. You know?
I think the sticky notes heyday died when texting because you can text yourself.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like I keep using, and I think the note app is what I use now, but like I keep, sometimes I think, you know what, it would have been better.
Although I do a lot. I do use post-it notes from time to time. I will not lie.
Hitting every green light is a love letter from the universe.
Yes.
Yep.
That is.
Oh yeah. That can be a huge one.
Finding $5 in a jacket is tax refund.
Yo, key hooks by the door save lives. This is what I tell my wife all the time. Because we have one car, right? So she'll take the Jeep and go somewhere, and then she'll come back, and then she'll forget she had her keys in her purse, and her purse is somewhere she forgot where it is. So if I go to try to go somewhere, and it's not hanging up on that daggone key hook, guess what? It's like, it's the most annoying thing. She knows this too. So it does save our marriage when she uses the key.
Inbox zero is a myth. Inbox management is the goal.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely.
Dude, for sure.
For sure. Like I when I first got my new job, I would go home anxiety ridden when there were emails in my box. I'm just trying to keep it manageable. Like I'm just trying to keep enough in there where I feel like I've done my job. And I'll face the rest on Monday, right? Like, got it.
Dude, this is one for me.
Okay.
New drumsticks make you play better. I just thought it was funny. And it does, too. It's a weird thing when you pull out a fresh pair of drumsticks and you're playing. It's just a weird thing. It's a drummer thing.
What do you think it makes you? Why do you think it makes you better?
You just look at it and it's like, ooh, I got these new drumsticks.
It's like holding, like, new.
Yeah,
like, okay, I mean, I got it. All right.
You know. It's kind of weird.
Drive-through breakfast tastes better in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Let's do windows down beats AC when the weather cooperates.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd have to say yeah on that one. Parallel parking on the first try deserves applause.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
Let me tell you, man, I don't think a lot of people know how to do that anymore.
Did you know that I was talking to the driving instructor at a place where my son got his, and he's like, we don't even teach it anymore. He's like, the kids were so bad at it, we don't even teach it anymore. He says, we would sooner teach them to back into a spot than we would do parallel parking. And I remember I had to practice. I practiced for a long time parallel parking before I took my driver's test. So a freshly vacuumed car feels faster.
I thought that was funny, man. I'm sorry. The garage fridge is top tier luxury, bro.
I don't know. I don't have a garage fridge, man. Yeah, see, I can't answer that question.
I have a garage fridge. I feel bougie, bro.
You feel bougie? You bougie. Got double, doubling down on the refrigerations. Yeah. Although I do have a very nice cubed freezer in my laundry room.
Dude, we just had to buy a new fridge, though.
Yeah.
Sucks, it went out. The one we had, we had this $3,000 KitchenAid thing that we bought when we bought the house.
Yeah.
So it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
We've been limping it through with, I've been going down flipping the breaker once in a while to reset it, but it finally just would not.
Finally just quit.
It just would not do anything. It was like $800 to fix the boards. And it's like, well, I can buy a new, and you know,
$1,000 I can buy a new one.
Yeah. And it was already not, you know, making ice and stuff. So we did, but anyway,
a crisp high five can fix a mood.
It's true.
I believe that's true.
You can have a crisp high five. All of a sudden, it's better. Same thing with like a good strong handshake. The other day, I was at church and I gave this guy a handshake and I had to stop. I was like, "Whoa, hold on, man, you got to do better than that." And I did. I stopped him. I'm like, "Whoa, dude, you got to do better than that, bro.
Get in there. Don't be afraid of it."
I did.
But one thing you got to admit to both of my boys, I taught them both to shake hands well.
That's good. That's what you should do.
I told them both. I said, first impressions are everything, and don't be weak when you make your first impression. So the click of a perfectly fitted lid is art. I'm not really sure where to go with that.
I know. Look, here's the deal. There's so many of these. There's
one we have to go back to.
Okay.
We missed.
Let's go.
I have to do this
one. Let's go. Where are we going?
Playlist shuffle magic counts as a sign. Yes, it does. Because I cannot tell you how many times I've been having a crap day. I get in my car. I hook up Spotify. I start to play and I hit shuffle. And the one song I want to hear comes on that shuffle.
That's
and
funny.
I'm like, dude.
My one that we skipped over that I think is just killer is the smell of fresh lumber belongs in a candle.
Oh, it does. Absolutely.
Are you kidding me, man?
Dude, you would be it's I love the smell of like fresh milled oak. It's so good.
You know what other smell I really like too?
What's that?
But a lot of people hate Ballistol. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's like
what
a gun
is Ballistol.
It's a gun cleaner stuff or whatever.
And gun leather. Oil?
It isn't just gun oil. It's like it does all kinds of stuff. But I use it for a lot of things. But I use it to clean my guns.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But love the smell of that, dude. Anyway, look. These are just some hot takes on stuff. I just thought it'd be fun to kind of just roll through some stuff. Just have a little fun today. Yeah. You know, keeping it cozy, low stakes, chill vibes, yo.
Chill. Word. I don't even know what that means, actually. Mm-hmm. Word.
So hopefully soon, you know, we'll get to some other topics coming up later. So, but for now, we're R&B Talks.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Reggie.
See ya.
Bye-bye.